Donald Whitney said, having your family in a good Bible-believing and teaching local church is crucial to Christian parenting. But this is not enough for conveying to your children all you want to teach them about God and your beliefs. Moreover, it is unlikely that exposure to the church once or twice a week will impress your children enough with the greatness and glory of God that they will want to pursue Him once they leave home. This is why family worship, family devotions, family altar is so important, basically having church at home. But even more importantly, God deserves to be worshiped daily in our homes by our families. Amen, somebody. Holy Father God in heaven, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We praise you and we thank you for your goodness, your love, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you for your holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, for your Holy Spirit, and for your holy word. Lord, we acknowledge that we are weak and feeble, and we know that you're strong and mighty. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, give us spiritual, mental, and physical strength for the journey this morning. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you truly lead us, guide us, and direct us throughout this morning, this afternoon, and evening. If you should tarry your coming today, and if you would allow us to live. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would rebuke and bind our enemy, the devil, and his host, Lord, from our day, pave the way from us, place upon us the whole arm of God. Surround us with the band of your holy angels, for without you, we cannot possibly be successful today. Put a guard at our hearts, minds, tongues, attitudes, and temperaments that we would not sin against you. Lord, put a healthy fear and reverence of you in our hearts. Help us, Lord, to be mindful of you throughout this day, to meditate on your holy word, to pray without ceasing. We cast all care upon you, for Lord, we know that you care for us. And Lord, we pray that those among us who are sick, we pray that you would heal them. Those who need revival, that you would revive us spiritually. Those who are in need of money this morning to pay necessary bills and to buy necessary food, we pray that you'd work a divine miracle and have that to come to pass today. Lord, deliver us from temptation, evil, and sin. Deliver us from the sin which so easily besets us. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would open up doors for us that no man can shut. Revive us again, restore us again, renew us again, help all of us as Christians to get back to our first love, and we pray that you would save those who are lost around us. Lord, bless the gospel tracts that were distributed this weekend and throughout the week, and Lord, open blinded eyes, unstop deaf ears, and save, Lord, souls. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray and forsake. Amen. Join me in reciting or reading the Apostles' Creed. Do not say this if you do not believe this. We don't say this or recite this or read this just for religious talk. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He was seen alive by Mary Magdalene and the other women, the disciples, and over 500 other brethren. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Light. Join me in reading a passage of scripture that we have read in our family for 30 years, every day. And one of the reasons why we read it every day is because my wife refused to obey God and submit willingly, cheerfully, joyfully to her husband or to God and his word. And so, in addition to that, we read Ephesians 6 because of the work that I'm engaged in as a full-time evangelist for all of those years. And before that, I knew that the devil was going to continue to fight me and fight this family. So we reminded everybody also, in addition to this passage, how that we need to be sober-minded, vigilant, watchful, and prayerful, and we need to put on the whole armor of God. And by reading this passage every day is a big part of why this family has stayed together and has been successful in ministry by the grace of God. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 through 33. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. And as you may notice, my wife is reading this portion with me. When we hit the children's portion, they join in. And of course, I read my portion alone. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. And by the way, your family will not be successful if you don't practice this, if you don't do these words, no matter what kind of marriage you think you have. It must be done God's way. I told my wife before we got married that we're going to either do it God's way or no way. And I meant that because both of us came out of dysfunctional families. Verse 24, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Verse 25, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. I've told my wife in the past, I know I love you because I love some me. In the words of one of the famous football players. Verse 29, for no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Now Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Somebody ought to say amen to the word of God. Amen. Our next devotional passage, and yes, we for 30 years read that passage and then three other chapters in the Bible, sometimes four and five chapters. And you may think that our devotional time here is long. We've had devotions for 3 and 4 hours, many, many times or more. Psalm 29, please join us. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. Pardon me, verse 6. He maketh them also to skip like a calf, Lebanon and Sirion like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve and discovereth the forests. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. And the church said, amen to the word of God. Dr. Matthew Henry wrote in his fine devotional commentary, "The mighty and honorable of the earth are especially bound to honor and worship God. But few attempt to worship him in the beauty of holiness. When we come before him as the Redeemer of sinners, in repentance, faith, and love, he will affect our defective services, pardon the sin that cleaves to them, and approve of that measure of holiness which the Holy Spirit enables us to exercise. We have here the nature of religious worship. It is giving to the Lord the glory due to his name. We must be holy in all our religious services, devoted to God and to his will and glory. There is a beauty in holiness." Allow me to repeat that. There is a beauty in holiness. Say that with me. There is a beauty in holiness, and that puts beauty upon all acts of worship. The psalmist here sets forth God's dominion in the kingdom of nature, in the thunder and lightning and storm. We may see and hear his glory. Join me, beloved, in praying for governmental officials and others around the world. We do this because the Bible tells us to do this as Christians. I exhort, therefore, the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Holy Father God, we pray for our president. We pray for our past presidents, that you would save them all, grant them salvation, spiritual, family, life blessings. And we prayed for them by your grace while they were in office. And now we pray for our president now, President Donald Trump. We pray for salvation, spiritual life, and family blessings upon him. We pray that you would give him wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and insight to lead this country. We pray these same blessings upon Vice President Mike Pence, First Lady Melania Trump, Second Lady Karen Pence, presidential aides such as Senior Counselor and Chief Strategist Stephen Bannon, leaders of federal agencies such as Federal Housing Finance Board Director Edward DeMarco, state governors such as Texas Governor Greg Abbott, city mayors, and today we pray for Boston, Massachusetts Mayor Martin Walsh. We pray for U.S. Senators. We pray for Maine Senator Susan Collins. U.S. Representatives. Today we pray for Alabama Representative Bradley Byrne. And Holy Father God, we pray for police chiefs across this country and around the globe. We pray for these blessings to fall upon Denver, Colorado, Mayor, Police Chief, rather, Robert White. We pray for our sheriffs in King County, Washington. We pray for Sheriff John Urquhart. And we pray for all law enforcement officials across this country and around the globe. We thank you for each and every one of them. And we thank you for calling them to serve and protect. And we pray that you would save their souls and have your Holy Spirit not to give them rest until they come to know you as Savior. And we pray for their protection and our protection. And Holy Father God, we pray for the leaders of nations around the world. We pray for Bolivian President Evo Morales, for salvation, spiritual, family, life blessings upon them, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and insight. And now, Lord, we continue to pray for church leadership. Revive us again in the church. Help us to pray, to seek your face, to turn from our wicked ways. We pray for the leaders of the National Primitive Baptist Convention of the USA, President Bernard Yates. Lead, guide, and direct him. And we pray for salvation, spiritual, family, life, and revival blessings upon him and his ministry and his convention. Now, Lord, we pray for current events around the world. We pray for the families of the over 140 people killed in an oil tanker explosion in Pakistan. What a terrible, terrible scene. And we pray that you would comfort the families as only you can. And we pray that out of it, folks would turn to Jesus and understand that there's no hope in this world of sin and woe outside of Jesus Christ, the light of the world. And we pray that many would come to know you as Savior. Help us as Christians to get back on the firing line and tell folks about you. Forgive us of our sins of not doing so. We pray for the families of over 110 people feared dead in a landslide in China. Lord, comfort them as only you can. Have your Holy Spirit to draw them into yourself. For nothing can get people's attention like tragedies like these. And Lord, we pray for the families of the over 80 people killed and 250 people wounded in attacks in Pakistan. Lord, comfort them and heal them. And we pray also for the salvation of their souls. Lord, have Christian witnesses across the globe to stand up and to witness to those who are lost. Revive churches, Lord, once again, and set them on fire so that others can see their light burning and come to know you as Savior. through the local churches and baptized and discipled around the world. We pray for the healing of the 11 people wounded in an attempted suicide bombing in Mecca, for the 200,000 people who have been displaced due to fighting with ISIS in the Philippines. Lord, there's trouble all around the world, and we pray that you would continue to show up and to show out and have your Holy Spirit to bring down heavy conviction on the survivors of these tragedies and open their blinded eyes, unstop their deaf ears, and save their souls, and revive your local churches, and help us to get off of our do-nothing and do something. If nothing else, Lord, to pass out gospel tracts to a dying and lost world. Lord, revive your local churches everywhere to step up and to stand out for your glory. We pray for safety, protection, provision, and deliverance for Syrian citizens who continue to suffer in the middle of an atrocious civil war. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray that you would protect and provide for and give courage to persecuted Christians around the world. Now, Holy Father God, we pray for some people who have sent in prayer requests to our ministry here at Gospel Light Society and Gospel Light House of Prayer. And we thank you for the privilege to pray for others. This is just a few. And Lord, help us to continue to pray for these people throughout the day. Lord God in heaven, we pray for Julio. We pray for wisdom and knowledge for his medical education, career, and ministry. We pray for Mark, for the safety of Christians in Israel and the Church of Tabgaha Congregation. We pray for Henry, bless his ministry to reach many people. We pray for Prasada, bless his gospel work and service to others. We pray for Dottie, for grace and mercy and peace in her life, for her relationship with her daughters and grandchildren, for her grandson to be healed of his speech impediment. We pray for Audrey, for her grandson to find a good job so that he can take care of his wife and child and for his salvation. We pray for Maglior, for the support she needs in her life. We pray for Tanya, for her neighbor to stop harassing her and for the provision of affordable housing for her and her family. We pray for Betty, give her hope after the death of her husband and her son. Encourage her heart, help her to wait on you and trust in you to provide for her needs. We pray for Brenda, for the healing of a drug addiction, for protection and guidance for her daughter and her six children. And Holy Father God, we commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives. Hear and answer their prayers, and hear and answer ours for them and for ourselves as well. And Holy Father God, we pray for those now who have trusted you as Savior and through this ministry. And we pray for Rusha, we pray for Jay, we pray for Galagaki, we pray for Elvis, we pray for Tammy, and we pray for Gajon, and we pray for Borket. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives. Help them to grow in the faith and be the Christians you want them to be. And help us, Lord, to be the disciples of the disciples that you want us to be. We also pray for those people who have recommitted their lives to Jesus Christ, who have recommitted their lives to you, Lord. We pray for Ann. We pray for Fode. We pray for Marina. We pray for Frederick. We pray for Billy. We pray for Maggie. We pray for Johannes as well. And we commit these souls into your hands and help them to stand strong in the faith and be the strong Christians you want them to be. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, our devotional reading is titled Faithless Action and Actionless Faith by Dr. A.W. Tozer. Rightly understood, he says, faith is not a substitute for moral conduct, but a means toward it. The tree does not serve in lieu of fruit, but as an agent by which fruit is secured. Fruit, not trees, is the end God has in mind in yonder orchard. So Christ-like conduct is the end of Christian faith. Amen, somebody. To oppose faith to works is to make the fruit the enemy to the tree. Yet that is exactly what we have managed to do. And the consequences have been disastrous. A miscalculation in laying the foundation of a building will throw the whole superstructure out of plumb. And the error that gave us faith as a substitute for action instead of faith in action has raised up in our day unsymmetrical and ugly temples of which we may well be ashamed, and for which we shall surely give a strict account in the day when Christ judges the secrets of our hearts. Amen, somebody. Holy Father God, we thank you for this powerful devotional word this morning. And it is more apropos today than when he wrote it, I am sure. So Lord, help us to confess our sins as Christians and to repent. It's not enough for us to apologize, as so many of us have become professionals at. It's not enough for us to confess our wrongdoing. We need to repent of our wrongdoing. Therein lies the power, turning away from our evil ways. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to do that. And help us to stop building these ugly, disastrous temples that mean nothing and that do not produce the fruit that you want us to produce, which is obedience to you for your glory, your praise, and your honor. Lord, help us not to just talk about it. Help us to be about it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, in closing, if you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, Jesus Christ himself said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The Bible also says in Romans 10:9-13, that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So, beloved, if you believe in your heart today in the Lord Jesus Christ, who died for the sins of the world as the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world, that includes yours. Yes, beloved, it is a free gift. You don't have to work for it. You don't have to go to church for it. You don't have to shake my hand for it. You don't have to be touched by me or any other preacher. Just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and let Jesus touch you and save you and change you little by little. You will not change overnight. You'll grow like a little baby, and everything will be all right. And when you die, you'll go to heaven. If you have life insurance, you need this salvation insurance, this eternal life insurance. So invest your belief in Christ. Trust in Christ. And ask Him to save you. If you believe in your heart that He died for you, was buried, and rose again, pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer, phrase by phrase. Repeat it after me and mean it from your heart. And I assure you that God will save your soul. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a wicked sinner and that I have broken your commandments. Lord, I realize that I may not be as bad as others. I may not be a criminal or a caught criminal, but I am bad and I deserve hell. Please have mercy and grace upon my soul. And for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins as I now believe in Him with all of my heart. I believe that He died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for His sake, amen. Now, beloved, if you just trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, the Bible, you are now saved from sin and hell, and you're on your way to heaven just like that. I know it may be hard for you to believe. It's that simple, but just believe it. That's how I got saved some 40 years ago. That's how Billy Graham got saved. That's how all other Christians that you've heard of got saved. So welcome to the family of God. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.
Finally come, and you change the wrong to right. So if you're Just like you said.